Friday, the 6th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I thought we would read another one of the stories that come out of Mark's Gospel. This is one of my favorite stories. It's the story of Jesus healing a deaf man. Now, Jesus was returning from the district of Tyre, and he came back by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, right through the Decapolis region. Well, I've got to tell you, kids, that I don't actually know where those places are, but clearly Jesus has gone to all these places and now he's coming back again. And what's important about this is that everybody already knows about Jesus. And so a crowd gathered and they brought him a deaf man, and the deaf man couldn't hear, and he also had an impediment in his speech. And then they said to Jesus, "Please lay your hands on him." And of course, what's going on? Well, some of the people who brought him the deaf man were probably people who worried about the deaf man. But we get the feeling in the story that some of the other people just wanted to see Jesus do something miraculous because that was exciting and fun. But that isn't what Jesus does. Instead, Jesus takes the man away privately to a quiet place where they can be alone. And I wonder what that man was feeling, because he couldn't understand, he couldn't hear when the people told him they were taking him to Jesus to be healed. And he couldn't say anything about it either, but when Jesus saw him, can you imagine Jesus looking into his eyes? And Jesus saw this man needed to be healed on his own. He didn't need to be healed in front of everybody else. He was a shy man, a quiet man. And so Jesus takes him away to a quiet place and he put his fingers in his ears. You can do that now. Feel what it feels like to put your fingers in your ears. He put his fingers in the man's ears and he put a little bit of spittle on his tongue. And then, holding his head, he prayed. He lifted his eyes to heaven and prayed and said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." And at once the man could hear, and he could speak, and he spoke clearly to Jesus. But they don't tell us what he said, but we can imagine. What do you think he said? Maybe he said, "Thank you." What would you have said if you could suddenly hear, and then discovered you could speak as well? And Jesus told him to say nothing about it. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Let's imagine Jesus holding our own heads with his hands and Jesus looking at us, seeing what we really need. And Jesus praying that same prayer, "Be open for you and for me." What might "be open" in my life mean? What needs to be open? Maybe I need to open my heart to other people. Maybe I need to tell Jesus about the thing that's making me sad or frightened. I need to be open and tell him. Or maybe something else needs to be open in me. Lord, you touch us with your love and we are healed. And we open at your word, opening our hearts to you, our Creator and Lord. Amen.